Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. That is the number two, well, not the number, but that's just rather the station identification for this program, which broadcasts the show. So we're going to do that again, and this time we're going to do the actual station identification here, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is, in fact, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning. Here with you in the greater Boston area, coming to you live from the WMFO studios, doing this program for you on this Wednesday morning. Brighter days are ahead. It's coming. Everything's going to be okay. It may not feel like it at the moment, but everything will ultimately be a-okay. It will. No storm stays in the same space forever. Storms will come and go. That is a part of life. But it's what we do during these storms that often determines the kind of person that we're going to be. So, I want to just remind you of that as you move along during this day and we continue to press forward here on this program, as the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. And I figured that now would be a good time to really touch on what I think has become a hot button topic in baseball now. The pitch clock. Dun, 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 dun. Like, there are people that love it and there are people that hate it. Now, I understand both sides of the argument. So, let's look at both sides of the argument before I give you my opinion on it. You have people that'll say baseball was not made to have a clock in it. It's ruining the pace of the game. This is not the baseball that I knew growing up. I've been watching baseball since the 1960s, 1970s. Meh, 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 meh. And then on the other hand, you have those that'll say, yo, this is great for the game. I mean, games are ending in, what, 2 hours and 30 minutes, 2 hours 40 minutes on average, which makes a world of a difference. The games are going back quicker. There's a quicker pace to the game. You have to stay actively engaged and whatnot. And I understand both sides. Because I grew up in an era where, obviously, the pitch clock wasn't a thing until now, until this season. I grew up in an era where baseball did not have a pitch clock, so to speak. There was no such thing. And if there was a such thing, I didn't see it. But it was in the minor leagues where they tried it out first, which is where typically they do their test runs, which is like, all right, fine. I ain't tripping. I ain't going to be mad about it. There's no reason to be. But now, with the start of the Major League Baseball season having been a week ago tomorrow, I thought that now would be a good time to really touch on this because the pitch clock is one of the rules that have been part of the rule changes for Major League Baseball for the 2023 season and moving forward. The other one being the bigger base pads. And there have been teams that have taken full advantage of the bigger base pads. And I ain't mad at him. You got a bigger base pass, you have a higher chance in all likelihood of being able to get a successful stolen base. So if you're a guy in which that your game is predicated on speed, run. Run, Ricky, run. Salute to Ricky Henderson for that pun. But the people that are upset over the pitch clock, I think they're not to be discredited. They're not to be discounted because they do have a point. But if you're talking about the long-term health of the game, something had to have been done. Something drastic had to have happened in terms of speeding up the process, speeding up the game. And that is why I think Commissioner Robert Manfred actually hit a home run with this one. As you know, for those of you that have been listening to this show for a while now, y'all know that I have been absolutely vicious. I have been cruel at times in my mockery and takes of Commissioner Robert Manfred, most notably shortly right after the Houston Astros cheating scandal back in 2019, or rather 2020. But in this case, I'm actually with Robert Manfred on this one. It's actually done wonders. Listen, gone are the days of getting bored. Days of where people were just zone out watching a game and like, okay, this game is coming to a complete crawl. And they just say, you know what, I'm just going to go find something else to do, come back and see if they're still playing in that half of inning. Those days are gone. Listen, you can't even get up to go make yourself a sandwich or pour yourself a drink without feeling as if you are missing out on the action, because you are missing out on the action. Like, I can't get up from my couch in my apartment and go grab me a cold bottle of root beer without feeling as if by the time I turn back around and look at my TV, thinking that, oh, shucks, what did I miss? I need to rewind back my DVR on my cable box and see what I missed. Some would say, well, that's a good thing. Some would say, no, that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. Because, number one of the big signs of change that I personally believe in life is that people are resistant to what is new and different. We have seen this time and time and time again in sports and in life. Anything that's new and different, we don't like it. It goes against everything that I watch, everything I grew up on. Yeah, it's going to be painful. It's different. That's just life. Life is constantly about changes, evolving, growing, adapting. If you are too comfortable with anything for an extended period of time, you are going to feel the pain of going and growing through something new. Think about it this way. Think of it as any mother that is out there who is going through motherhood for the first time. Your body goes through changes over the course of 9 months. For however long it may have been, Your body was accustomed in its state. But then you go through changes as you're carrying a change within you, a literal change. And I'm not talking coins. I'm talking about a growing human body within you. That's change, right? And when you go into labor and you're bringing that child into this world, it is painful, right? Every woman that's out there that is a mother can agree. And I'm pretty sure my own mother could agree to that as well. It is painful. Change is painful. Baseball is going through that phase of a first-time mother. And that is the birth of the time clock for the game. And you got to be okay with that. Because what were some of the most prestige and the most pristine complaints that we've seen in baseball over the last half decade, if not a little longer than that? The games are too long. I want everyone in this region and anyone else that's listening elsewhere to think of all of those Yankees-Red Sox games in the past as an example. I'm using those as an example for good reason, because those games were notoriously known for going 4 hours long. That is a fact. And now with the time changes, I think for me personally, the first true litmus test of that change and its true effectiveness, Yankees Red Sox on national television. Doesn't matter where, if it's here or new, it doesn't matter. I want to see, does it have that same effect? Because we all know that whenever those two games or whatever those two teams are playing, it's theater. It's baseball theater. And the games get dragged along. It moves to a slow crawl pace. And now, with the changes and the effect of those changes that we've seen so far in baseball, it is now fair to think, can it do the same for when the Yankees and Red Sox will play? And many of you will say yes. I personally would say yes, but I'm not going to go say yes yet because I actually want to see it happen first. Like the first couple of games when they play each other, I'm going to be looking at more than anything else, time or the length of game. Because we've heard so much about the time change, how pitchers have to move at a quicker pace. The batter has to be engaged with the pitcher, looking at the pitcher by the time the clock gets to 8 seconds. We've heard all of that. Nice. But what about when it's a national or a marquee game like Yankees Red Sox or Giants Dodgers or Cubs Cardinals? That's where the test really is going to come in, and it's going to come into play. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as it is now 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Coming up next, I have one thought in mind that I actually would like to present to you. And it's not necessarily what you may think. And it's something that I kind of touched on yesterday on the Believe in a Hub of Champions podcast. I'm going to talk some Patriots with you coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car. He came home and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Welcome back to the Shook Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as we are here until 11 a.m. And it's been a jam-packed show so far this morning, if you're just tuning in, and you've missed out on a lot already. And it continues now, because there was a topic of conversation that I would say that it really caught, or should I say, started a buzz in the city, especially among Patriot fans. And there was news that broke yesterday in which that the Patriots were actively shopping Mac Jones at one point, once upon a time, and it probably wouldn't surprise me if they still are at this point, but that's just me saying that. And it led to me sharing my thoughts in a video last night that I posted on both Twitter and as well as TikTok as well. But the beautiful thing about radio is that you could actually spend a unknown amount of time really pounding sand or just pounding and beating up whatever thought or take that you may have on in a particular topic and really go in on it. So I am going to really beat up on this particular thought that I have on the New England Patriots. You know, this was a team once upon a time that I looked at and I marveled at, and I said, you know, this is a team that should be the star model when it comes to knowing what they're doing, having everything in order, and having things sorted out, figured out, organized in a manner in which that they never had to worry about a thing. Not every decision that they made was perfect, but everything was in order. There wasn't dysfunction. Everything was function. It was like a functioning machine off of Route 1 down in Foxborough. Now, when you drive past Gillette Stadium in Foxborough on Route 1, you see dysfunction, chaos, and drama in the air around Gillette Stadium. You do. I don't know how you look at this organization right now and say, this is an organization that still has an air of greatness around it. Because the Patriots have shown me that when Tom Brady walked out that building in March of 2020 for the final time, out with Tom Brady came along an era of dysfunction, maddening decisions, and drama that had nothing to do with the actual team. In this case, it has everything to do with the team, but it's really more of an organizational chaos and drama that I'm alluding to. And I want to talk about specifically Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, because I never thought I would actually say this, but it really is abundantly clear that Robert Kraft, in my opinion, does not have the balls to pull the plug on Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick is a narcissist, self-proposed, arrogant head coach and general manager whose pettiness is leading to the demise of the New England Patriots as we know. Or should I say, as we once knew it as. Because how could anybody in their right mind, and I'm talking about specifically Robert Kraft here, and all the great things that he's done in terms of making sure that the Patriots stay in New England, that they continue to play games in Foxborough, the Patriots Foundation, all the wonderful things that he has done, We're talking specifically football. How do you look at Robert Kraft and you say, man, Robert Kraft has got a tight ship in Foxborough and knows what he's doing? How could you say that Robert Kraft has an iron fist, a fist of strong will and conviction to make the tough decisions even when it is quite painful to make? I don't see that with Robert Kraft right now. And why am I going after Robert Kraft here? Because this whole notion of going out into the media and saying that, well, we like Mac Jones, but your head coach is looking to move on from him doesn't scream unity. It screams division. It screams disagreement, which is normal. But what's troubling about this disagreement is that it involves a quarterback that clearly was never truly in favor of the New England Patriots. Let's not be slaves to the moment of the spring of 2021 when Mac Jones was drafted. People were glowing about Mac Jones back then. I was praising the guy. Don't get me wrong. I was, but it wasn't over the top. I liked what I saw in his rookie season. Great. But I was concerned the day that Josh McDaniels took that job as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I was concerned for what is the Patriots' plan moving forward. This was a year ago. And we all know how that went. Temper tantrums, blow-ups, injury, zappy fever. We all know how that went. Mac Jones returns. Mac Jones absolutely loses it on Monday Night Football against the Arizona Cardinals. And what do we have now? An angry head coach slash GM who's mad that his quarterback was making calls to coaches at his alma mater in Alabama asking for advice on how to deal with the dysfunction that was created, that was self-inflicted by Bill Belichick. That in itself is problematic. It's problematic because for everything that we have believed and that we've said about Bill during Tom Brady's time when he was the quarterback of the New England Patriots, a lot of it was a little overly exaggerated, but most of it was true. Most of it was accurate. Most of it was, hey, you know what? The guy knows how to build defenses. The guy knows how to build a winner. And he did that because he had the greatest quarterback of all time. Now, you don't have that. Now, you are now faced with a decision that may not sit well with the owner. And then on top of that, here's the harder truth pill to swallow. You may not be the best head coach to bring in a new young quarterback. This is why I am worried. I am honestly concerned. I am concerned because even if the Patriots were to go out and acquire Lamar Jackson today, let's say it happened today, right? How will that relationship go? Honestly, how will that relationship be? Because after all, we do have precedents to look at. Look at Mac Jones. I mean, Cam Newton was a one-year test run that went, that wasn't necessarily great, but it wasn't the worst, considering the circumstances. And then Tom Brady, at the beginning of his career, but especially by the end of his career as a Patriot, Bill wanted to move on. And I say all of that to say that, in my opinion, it is now clear that Bill Belichick's ego, narcissism, and dare I say nepotism, is doing more damage to the New England Patriots than bad drafting is doing to the Patriots. The proof is in the pudding. You could put away your Patriots pom-poms and your blinding loyalty, which, fine, say what you will, but the truth is very apparent. If you are someone who follows this team closely, religiously, loves this team, loves football, and you see what's going on in Foxborough, I don't see how you have any sort of positive feelings about this organization as pertains to both Kraft and Belichick this morning. I don't feel positive. In fact, I am so concerned that yesterday on the edition of the Believe in the Hub of Champions podcast, which you can listen on iHeartRadio, subscribe and download, and wherever you get your podcast, I said this on the pod yesterday. And I'm paraphrasing what I was talking about, but you can listen to it for yourself and listen to what I said in full. What is the direction of the Patriots? Where are they going? If you have a plan and a clear-cut direction, show us. Don't tell us, show us. But if you don't have a clear-cut plan and you don't have a direction as to which way you're going to go, that spells bad news. Bad news to the fan base. Bad news to the people that are in that locker room, including the coaching staff. Because to me at this point, it just screams to me that Bill Belichick wants to hang on a little longer just to break the all-time record set by Don Shula. And that, my friends, is a sick-ass idea to even want to still be a head coach in this league, let alone for the New England Patriots. Because you want to break some record of some guy who said that I can't stand him. I hate him. Again, narcissism and, dare I say, nepotism is bringing this organization to its knees. Phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program as we have hit another break, and we're going to step aside here. But coming up next, there is something to be said about the Boston Red Sox as to what exactly is wrong with them in the early going. And I think there are three big problems that the Boston Red Sox do have, and it showed up in the worst way possible last night. I want to tell you exactly what they are. Covered up next here in the Shuki Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Hope all of you that are great. Hope all of you are having a great Wednesday morning so far and that you are having a good day. And I know for me, this radio show is extremely meaningful to me this morning, as I hadn't really talked about it publicly much. I haven't made any sort of post about it yet, but yesterday my uncle Junior passed away, and it's been a emotional 24 hours, and that's putting it mildly. And Like last night, I was, you know, like just talking with just some of my closest friends. You know, a thought came to me, and it said that, you know, you're gonna do the radio show, right? And I said, you know what? Absolutely yes, because this is exactly the kind of distraction that I need right now, where I'm sitting here behind a mic and I'm talking to you about sports, sharing you my thoughts and my opinions. And it isn't about being right or wrong. It's having an opinion, informing, I mean, as well as entertaining, because there's got to be an entertaining aspect to it as well. Sharing it with the audience, inviting them in, showing and sharing with them why you think the way you think and why do you feel the way you feel. And I figured that today I was going to do the show in full, the full 2 hours, because I needed that distraction. I needed that, I guess, I don't know how you put it, but the distraction from the sadness that I've been feeling. And I'm glad to be sitting here in this chair to be doing it with you this morning. Doing a full show, which is something that I haven't done in a while, but it does feel awfully good. And I just simply want to say, I'm thinking of him, and that I am very much missing him right now. And definitely am thinking about my family. I'm thinking about just the smiles that my mom was able to share with me this morning, and whatnot. So I simply just want to share that piece with you. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for anything like that at all. But considering the events of the last 24 hours, because it's been nearly 24 hours now since I got the news that I wanted to share with you, the audience, because I hadn't really posted it or talked about it on social media at all. So with that being said, we only got a few minutes left of the show. So I wanted to talk about three potential issues that are really becoming problematic for the Boston Red Sox. A lot of it really stems from last night's loss to the Pirates. And I'll be the first to say that I've never been one that has been big on overreacting, especially early on in a baseball season, when you know, especially when you played 5 games out of 162 games of the regular season. It's a long season, and I understand that. I'm fully aware of that. But one thing that I've always been a big believer in is tendencies, especially early in the season. When your team shows good tendencies early on and it carries out throughout the entire season, you do yourself more benefit and more good than harm. But when your team is showing bad tendencies, especially early on, oftentimes it is a sign of what is to come. And that in itself is a reason why I do think that there is reason to be concerned. I know there are many Red Sox fans who didn't have high expectations of this year's team anyway to begin with. But I'm a firm believer in being fair but being brutally honest as well. Which is why these particular issues that came up in last night's loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates by the Boston Red Sox is something that is absolutely worth talking about. The first one I want to touch on. I think, in my opinion, this team, for some reason, I don't understand why this is the case already. The Red Sox need reinforcements in the rotation. And I think it's rather insulting that the Red Sox did not do more to add arms to that rotation. And I'm serious. But because of who's in charge and the owner who doesn't want to spend money, this is where this team is right now. To be frank with you and to be fair, I do think the Red Sox could have used a guy like Jacob DeGrom, despite the fact he does have an injury history. But when he's healthy, you know that he is the absolute best pitcher in the sport, and it's not even close. Yes, when he's healthy, he's even better than Gerrit Cole. But the point is, and I'm not here to split hairs, but the point is that when you have front office and management that's not willing to spend the resources that it has to improve the roster to where it can, in fact, compete, I'm sorry, I don't think any of you should be buying into the mere fallacy that Nick Pivetta and Tanner Houck is going to be big pieces to a rotation that frankly does not have a whole lot of expectations to begin with. And if there are expectations, it is very low. And I say this most particularly about Chris Sale. Chris Sale, you and I know, it's always been a question of health. And even then, when he has been healthy, and I look at the season so far, I don't trust that Chris Sale will be able to make 30 to 32 starts this season. I really don't. But then also, the other problem that I've noticed early on for this team, and I think is really worth talking about, is the fact that the offense for the Boston Red Sox in the season that it was that they scored 33 runs in the first four games, they were not able to get any sort of pressure on the Pirates' Contreras at all. The first inning was definitely the toughest for Contreras. It was. But he only allowed just three hits and one hit after the first inning, over 5 2/3 innings pitched, and he was charged with only one run. And that's something that I, for the life of me, I'm trying to understand. And then the other problem that I've noticed is they don't know how to keep the ball in the yard. They have allowed 12 home runs already, and that is third most in the history of the Red Sox through the first quintet of games. And when you have starters right now in which, let me guess, some of you will say, well, they're trying to figure out their way. They're trying to figure things out and so forth. This is not a recipe for success. It is a recipe for disaster. We're not even 10 games into the season, and this team needs help. It needs reinforcements in the starting rotation. And I'm not worried about the bullpen. I truly do believe that the bullpen will be a lot better than what it was last season. It will be. But the starting rotation, they cannot continue to allow the long ball and expect this offense for the Red Sox, which has shown early on that they can score runs, to continue to score runs at a prolific rate the way that they have been in the first five games of the season. It's just not realistic. And that's why the Red Sox, who they have the worst ERA in the major leagues at 10.18, Alex Cora has got to figure out how to get the most out of this rotation, because right now the rotation is letting them down. You can't win a division in April. We all know that, obviously. but you can sure as hell lose it. It is very possible that you can lose it this early. But I'm not going to go there yet. I'm truly not. But they have got to salvage this rubber game that they got later today, this afternoon, that is, against the Pirates. And it's an important one. It's a very important game for the Red Sox, especially considering that a lot of people in this market have said the Red Sox need to get out to a good start. And they do. They absolutely do. But they're doing themselves absolutely no favors if they end up getting swept by the Pirates. First pitch for the game later today is at 1:35 at Fenway Park. They have to figure this out and figure this out quickly, because after this game, they're off for a road trip. They're off to Detroit for three, including the home opener for the Tigers tomorrow, and as well as the four-game series in the Tampa Bay against the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a big one. I'm not going to call it a must-win game. That's going a little too far. But this is a critical game for the Red Sox, especially for a team that cannot afford to fall behind early. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Coming up next here on the Shukri Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Final thoughts coming your way just next. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The broken heart, it's hard to see in a crimson love, so hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night till the light so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun, your every wish will be done. They tell me,
show me the meaning of being lonely. Is this the feeling I need to walk with? Tell me why I can't be there where you are. There's something missing in the
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So it's Free Form Radio. Since we got a couple of minutes left on the show, I figured that I'd jump on while Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely is still playing in the background. Obviously this song brings back a lot of memories, if I'm being honest. And I'll tell you, it brings me back to a very special time in my life, and especially the late 90s growing up in New York City. Like, Backstreet Boys was definitely a song that I heard a lot, especially from, like, the neighbors' speakers or cars and so forth, since music was not played in my house. But it is something that I do remember hearing a lot as a kid. And I will give you my final thoughts just quickly here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And I will say that with the new season comes new opportunities, and you just never know how it would all shake out, how it would all come to fruition. You just got to believe that it will happen. And that's going to be the thing. Do you believe in it strong enough that it will come to fruition? You will be tested. You will be tested. No question. But understand that you will not be waiting forever. The waiting period won't be forever, but you got to stick it out. It will come. Everything that you've been asking for, everything that you've been praying for, it's going to come. We're in the blessed month of Ramadan, ladies and gentlemen. We're now at the halfway mark of this blessed month. Hey, pray. Just ask. Ask the Creator. He's going to give you exactly what you want, exactly what you need, rather. Especially in His own timing. And His timing is always perfect. Never early, and it's never late. Right on time. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. It's been a blast doing a two-hour show today. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Love you and hug your family tight. Love on your mother. Love on your pops extra. Love you. Peace.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor.